Erev Tov, everyone. We finishing up this evening the Birchos HaShachar. And we start with a bracha that it's very, very appropriate to be saying tonight, the first year that we have together during Bein HaMetzarim, the most difficult time of the year. And actually, it's the most controversial of the Birchos HaShachar from a halachic perspective. Sha'asani Kirtzono halachically was introduced late, but the bracha of Hanosen Laif Koach, according to some, might have even been later. There's a machlokes achronim when the bracha of Hanosen Laif Koach was introduced. There are some that say the bracha of Hanosen Laif Koach was introduced during the time of the Savoraim. The Savoraim were the Chachamim after the Chasimas Hashas, after the sealing of the Talmud, and before the period of the Gaonim, the leaders of the academies in Babylonia. So you had the Rabbanan Savoraim, and in fact, some of the Savoraic texts have become part of the corpus of Gemara, the beginning of Kiddushin. For those that have learned Maseches Kiddushin, the very beginning is very strange Gemara, unlike other Gemaras, and there are few dafim throughout Shas that many of the scholars say really come from the Savoraim. So you're really talking about the very end, right after the Amoraim, the sages of the Gemara, before the Gaonim, and some say they were the ones that instituted this bracha of Hanosen Laif Koach. Rav Soloveitchik and others disagreed. They felt that the bracha of Hanosen Laif Koach was even later, that it was an addition after the First Crusade. So you're talking about like 11th century, late 11th century, perhaps early 12th century. And Rav Soloveitchik, there are those that used to daven with him in Maimonides in Boston, say that Rav Soloveitchik, in fact, did not make the bracha of Hanosen Laif Koach. He did not say this bracha. It is brought down in the Tur. Rav Yaakov ben Rav Asher, the Baal HaTurim, in his Shulchan Aruch, he brings down that this bracha is found in many Sidurim of the Bnei Ashkenaz, of Ashkenazi Jews. But the truth is, the Arizal, the great Ari HaKadosh, has given his stamp to this bracha, so you'll find many, many Jews who say this, meaning those that daven Nusach Ari, a lot of the Hasidim that daven in Nusach Sfarad, not real Sfaradi, have the bracha, but there are those that don't say the bracha of Hanosen Laif Koach. Minhag Ashkenaz is to say the bracha, and we're going to learn it tonight. What is the bracha of Hanosen Laif Koach all about? On one level, Hanosen Laif Koach, the one who gives the weary strength, some say that this is a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the energy to accomplish what we need to accomplish this day. Hanosen Laif Koach, that human beings, as the day wears on, we're going to get more and more tired. Like in the morning, we're full of energy. We hope we're full of energy, right? But we say this bracha at the end of Birchos HaShachar, recognizing that we're ready for the day, we're psyched up, we're energized, we're good to go. And Hanosen Laif Koach, Hashem, please make sure that as the day goes on, as we become weary, that you should give us this energy to become revitalized, to accomplish so much today. There are many who point out that when we talk about the giving strength to those that are weary, those that are tired, you know, so often human beings can accomplish so much more, even in a physical sense, right? The stories of a mother whose child is pinned under a car, and mama, she lifts up a car. This isn't just the National Enquirer. There are real stories, documented stories of this, that human beings can tap into this reservoir of incredible strength, incredible energy. And some say that we're asking Hashem, you are Hanosein, you are the one who gives in the present tense. You are the one who gives to the weary strength. And we ask Hashem that we should have strength. And we know that the many stories tzaddikim of how they recognized that they thought they had a certain level, a certain capacity for toil, and then something elevated them to a whole new different level. One of the most extreme stories of this is, of course, the story of the Kloisenberger Rebbe, Rav Kisil Yehuda Halberstam, Zechusa Yagen Aleinu, the great Shefachayim of Kloisenberg Sons, who we know was a survivor. Rahman al-Atslan lost his wife and many, many children. Was after the war, was totally alone. But in later years, one of his Hasidim came to get Eitzah from the Rebbe to say, you know, Rebbe, at the end of the day, I work so hard in business. By night, I come home, I'm exhausted, I try and learn, and I have no kayach left, I have nothing left to give. And the Kleiseberger said, you should know, a human being has no idea what kayach they have if they just have the motivation to tap into it. And he told the story that he said before the war, he was almost delicate that, you know, he felt that he didn't have koch to carry even a lot of svarim, and people used to help him. And when he was a Rebbe, he used to have people even carry his talis and tefillin for him. But then he said during the war, he said what he was able to carry, you know, boulders that he needed four men for, he carried on his back up hills. He said it was unbelievable. And he told this chassid, he said, Hashem should help you recognize what true koach you really have. And he meant in a physical sense, but that's why some say la ya'if koach. Ya'if doesn't necessarily mean physically tired. Ya'if also can mean mentally, can mean psychologically, people that are just weary, that are just tired, that are worn down emotionally and psychologically, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hanosein La'yef Koch, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who can give us and gives us. Again, that's why Hanosein in the plural, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us energy. At the same time, there is another interpretation of this bracha, that really comes from Yeshayahu, Sefer Yeshayahu, because where is this phrase, Hanosein La'yayif Koach, where do we find this phrase? This phrase is actually found in the 40th perek of Yeshayahu. It's the perek that is famously known as the Haftorah for Shabbos Nachamu. The 40th perek starts with some of the most stirring words in all of Navi of Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomer Elokeichem, be comforted, my people, so says your God. But actually, this pasuk is not part of Shabbos Nachamu Haftorah. It's the right after Nachamu. It's the beginning, actually, of the Haftorah of Parshas Lech Lecha, and it's Perek Chaf. It's Pasuk Chaf Tes, Perek Mem. Again, chapter 40 in Isaiah, verse 29. Nosein la Ya'ef Koach. Mamash right here. Nosein la Ya'ef Koach, that he gives strength to the weary. And if you look in the Radak, Rav David Kimchi, you see, what does this mean? Hanosein la Ya'ef Koach v'yitein kishayirtze Koach v'otzama liYisrael shehem begalus v'ya'efim yegeim me'enonim. The Radak has a very interesting pshat, another Rishonim also. What is Hanosein la Ya'ef Koach? It's strange. Ya'ef, how do you say tired? Ayef. Ayef, ayin, first ayin, then yud, and fei sofis. La ya'if koach, first the yud, then the ayin, then the fei. Some say it's a different conjugation of the shoresh because it doesn't mean physically tired, but rather it doesn't even mean a person being necessarily worn down physically. But la ya'if koach, exactly what we're saying, it means emotionally, psychologically, but what Mefarshim explained based on Yeshayahu is that it's talking to the Jewish people as a whole. And that's why it's so important to understand that this isn't in the Gemara. This was a bracha that was added in, either by the Savoraim, or of Soloveitchik says, by the Chachamim, by the early Rishonim, Chachmei Ashkenaz, after the Crusades. Why? Because this is a bracha to give koach, as the Radak said, to the Jews who are ayef ya'efim in galus, the Jews that are just worn down by exile. We're worn down by the hester panim, by the divine concealment. We're worn down by all of the tzaras, all of the suffering that have befallen our people. By yamim ha'hem, unfortunately, and bazman hazeh. Just the Shabbos, I was away for Shabbos, and I was talking to a very special Jew who works on a Chevra Kadisha somewhere out in Long Island, and he told me how wiped out he was. I mean, horrific. I'm not going to say publicly the things that he told me, but horrifying stories that he told me as a member of the Chevra Kadisha, that he was having nightmares about it. Mamish. And Hanosein la Ya'if Koach, this is all part of the suffering of Galus that we find ourselves in. And that's why some explain that if this bracha is really just about physical energy, it's a nice pshat that when we're ready to go to the go out into the day, the last bracha is Hashem, listen, I know I'm going to get tired, give me koach. But really the emes is, if it's for Hashem to give us physical koach to meet the challenges of the day, when should this bracha be said? The bracha should be at the beginning of Birchas HaShachar. I mean, it should be before Pekeach Ivrim, maybe right after Shalo Asani Isha, Shosani Kirtona, right then you should have the bracha of Hanosen Leiv Koach, Hashem, give me the koach to open my eyes, give me the koach to move my limbs, to stand up, give me the koach to walk. But Elamai, it's not about physical koach. And it's not even just the emotional, psychological koach for the individual, but really this is a bracha, just like the two brachos before it, where Ozer Yisrael Begvura, Oter Yisrael B'Safara, talking about the unique traits that Hashem gives to Klal Yisrael, so to Hanosein Layayev Koach, this is a unique bracha of the trait of the Jewish people. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Hakdama to his Siddur, he points out, the greatest proof for God's existence is the continuous existence of Am Yisrael. The fact that we are still here. It's mind-boggling. And this is something for us to reflect on, especially during Bein HaMetzarim, during these 3 weeks. Each and every one of us, when we're learning together, listening to words of Torah, think about how many generations of Yidden, how many holy, holy ancestors of yours suffered so greatly, were Moser Nefesh, lived lives of such self-sacrifice to maintain their identity as a Jew. And again, to maintain our identity as a Jew today has different types of challenges. Maybe different challenges than our Alta, Alta, Alta Baba and Alta, Alta, Alta Zeta had, 200 years ago. Very different challenges, but we still have certainly the weariness of the exile Jew, of the Jew in diaspora. And therefore, especially during the 3 weeks, how important it is to say this bracha, Hanosein Layayev Koach, every morning with Kavana Atzuma, with very, very intense Kavana, that during these 3 weeks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the strength to deal with all of the tzaras that come upon Klal Yisrael because of Galus. I think it's a very important bracha, and it's tremendously bashert that we're learning this bracha during this time, Mamish, our first year, during Bein HaMetzarim together. And now the last of Birchos HaShachar. The last of the Birchos HaShachar is the longest one, and in fact, this is back in the Gemara. This is in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Samech Amud Beis. And this bracha also, there are a lot of questions on this bracha, because what is the bracha literally? Hamavir Shena Me'enoi, the one who removes sleep from my eyes, Usnuma Me'afapoi, and slumber from my eyelids. And so, again, when should this bracha be said? If this bracha is a bracha about waking up, and that's how Pasha Pshat, it's interpreted. You look in the Gemara, and it seems that after a person washes his face in the morning, right? There's an inyan of washing your face every morning to wake yourself up. Other reasons that the face is the Tzelem Elokim, it's the divine image, and so we wash it every morning to take care of it. There's stories in the Gemara about this. Tzadikim were very nizer, not just to wake ourselves up with cold water in the morning, but an idea that you wash your face in the morning, you wash your Tzelem Elokim every morning. So if that's really all it is, so then this should be mamish, maybe right after Anasan Lasech Vivino, Lavchen Ben Yom Ben Laila. Hamavir Shena Meinoi, Snumi Afapoi. This is like connected to Moda'ani. This is like an extension of Elokai Neshama to a certain degree. So on one level, Hamavir Shena Meinoi, Snumi Afapoi, is that after you wash your face, after you're all dressed, you wash your face again and you're ready to go out. Okay, so that is on a very simple level what this bracha is talking about. But then what's the continuation of the bracha? V'yihi ratzon milfanecha, a very, very lengthy text of a bracha for Birchos HaShachar, all about basically the spiritual challenges that we have over the course of a day. I hope, we'll just take a few minutes to go through just some of the phrases in the bracha. But the end of the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Le'amo Yisrael, the one who bestows good kindness to his nation Israel. So Tosfos already in Brachos, Daf Samech Amud Beis, Tosfos on that page of Gemara asks a halachic question, that normally whenever you have a bracha arucha, whenever you have a long bracha, that it starts Baruch Atah Hashem, and then again it ends Baruch Atah Hashem with the shortened bracha at the end, so the chasima, the end of the bracha, the seal of the bracha, has to be a reflection of the beginning of the bracha. The beginning of the bracha is about Hashem removing the sleep from our eyes, the slumber from our eyelids, and the end of the bracha is that Hashem bestows such goodness upon His nation Israel, and in the middle is all about Torah and mitzvos and spiritual challenges. So the way many Mefarshim understand this is that the bracha of Hamavir Shena Me'imel Yisnuma Me'afapoi is really talking about spiritual wakeness, being spiritually woke. And Rav Schwab has a beautiful, beautiful hesber on this from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz, the great Mir Mashgiach. And Rabbi Yeruchim explains that it's so interesting. Mamash, it's fascinating. Let's go back to Adam and Chava. Right, we know when you learn Bereishis and Hashem is creating Chava, or in fact, as the Gemara says, separating Chava and Adam from one another, that in fact they were co-joined human beings, right? Sharing one body, two partsufim, probably back to back. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara about it. And the Torah tells us that Hashem brought a tardema gedola, great sleep, upon Adam. And He separates Chava from Adam and Adam from Chava. And then Adam says, oh, etze me'atzari, basa me'bsari, right? And he says, oh, how great Chava is. Rav Yeruchim points out, the Mir Mashgiach points out, it never says that Adam wakes up. It never says that Adam wakes up. Adam is put to sleep. And that's it. One second, when does Adam ever wake up? So Zachter Biruchim, such a deep Torah, he says, the Emes says, we never woke up entirely. There were a few times in our existence when we were able to really see. Kriyas Yamsuf, Kabbalas HaTorah, by the Mishkan, Hashem's presence coming, resting in the Mishkan, at times in the Beis HaMikdash. There were episodes, there were times that people were zochet to see the whole nation, very, very few. There were times that individuals saw, had great revelations, right? The Nevi'im, Yeshayahu, Yechezkel, Yirmiyahu, Micha. But as the Jewish people, what we have to recognize, Rabbi Yeruchim says, is that Be'etzem, to a certain degree, there's still a tardema gedola aleinu. There's still a great slumber on us, and there's a great slumber on the whole world. And what we have to do is we have to make sure that we connect back to those moments of clarity, to connect back to those moments of spiritual wokeness. And Rabbi Yeruchim gives a mashal like a person, Rachmana Litzlan, who's blind, who gets his sight back, but just for a short time, and then loses the sight again. That he has that ability to connect to what he saw, and to live a life, an inspired life, based upon that, the memory of his child's face, that he remembers what he looked like, the face of his wife, of her, or her husband, you know, and you have that image to guide you. So too, Rabbi Yeruchim says that we're all b'tardema gedola. We have this great, heavy spiritual slumber that's upon us, but there was periods of awakeness. And in the bracha, what we're saying, Hamavir Shena Meinai Snume Me'afapoi, that Hashem can help remove that sleepiness from our eyes. He can remove that slumber from our eyelids. And that's why the continuation of this bracha, that's why this is just the beginning of a bracha that continues what? V'ratzon milfanecha Hashem, it should be the will from in front of you again. Hashem is maspia l'chol chai ratzon. We get to Asher, we'll talk about. But Hashem satisfies everyone with ratzon. That Hashem, it should be a ratzon from you, right? Our God and the God of our fathers, meaning you're the kol yachol, you're in control of everything. You're in control of all of history and the experiences that our ancestors have. What do we ask Hashem? Shetargileinu b'sar secha v'dabkeinu b'mitzvah secha. That we should become regulars in learning Torah. We should be attached to mitzvos and mitzvah observance. Why? Because the greatest way to remain woke and to connect to being awake spiritually is to learn Torah and to keep mitzvos. We know every mitzvah that you do, schar mitzvah, every mitzvah that we do, refines us spiritually, helps remove those veils that are covering us from seeing truth. And that's why when we talk about Torah and Ava Rabba, the beautiful bracha of Ava Rabba that we've spoken about in so many other shiurim, halavai be'ez Hashem, we'll learn together, we'll get to Ava Rabba. What's the phrase in Ava Rabba? V'har einenu b'sarasecha. Hashem, light up our eyes with your Torah. That's exactly what we're referring to here. We ask Hashem to remove that slumber, help us see true. V'al tivienu l'decheit v'lo l'dei aveirav avon. Hashem, do not bring us, do not allow us to fall into the hands of sin, into the hands of chet is an accidental sin, aveira is a sin that we do with a certain regularity, but avon is when it's a willful transgression, almost a sense of rebelliousness against Hashem. Because we know that by being regular in learning Torah, and by being attached to mitzvah observance, that everything we do is based upon Torah and mitzvah, so that will help us stay away from aveiras. We know the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that the Yetzer Hara gets stronger every day. It's only with Hashem's help and through Torah, the Gemara and Kiddushin, that we're not Rachmana Litzlan spiritually wiped out by our Yetzer Haras. And then we ask Hashem, V'lo lidei nisayon, we shouldn't come even to nisyonos, right? David HaMelech, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, unfortunately, asked Hashem to please challenge him, that he wanted to rise higher. Don't bring yourself to Nisayon. Doesn't mean that we're asking Hashem that we shouldn't have any Nisyonos. We know the Mesil Susharim says that the reason why we're here is Lamod B'Nisayon, that through Nisyonos, the Ramban famously tells us, through Nisyonos, that's how we grow. That's how Hashem takes our potential and brings it out, helps us see who we really are. And as the Ramban says, any Nisayon that Hashem brings upon us, we have the koach to get past it. But you know what? We're asking Hashem that we don't want to be challenged so much. V'lo lidei, not to come. Okay, sorry about that. Shir got thrown off there a little bit. I apologize. Just continuing, I'm not sure where we left off, but we'll be posting the shir after. So that 20-second pause was continuing from here. That we ask not into the hands of Nisayon, that the Nisayon grabs us, these challenges can grab us, and Veloli de Vizayon, God forbid. That Vizayon is that we are disgraced. Vizayon is the idea that when we fall in a sayon, when we fall in a challenge, so it's embarrassing. It can be disgraceful, because especially if we know that we have the ability to overcome any nisayon that Hashem gives us. So it's embarrassing, and it's a disgrace to us when chas v'shalom we don't accomplish it. And it continues on, and Be'ezus Hashem next time we'll pick up from V'lo lidei v'zayon. But this is something very important to recognize, that these two brachas of Hanosen Leif Koach and the bracha of Hamavir Shena, yes, they're talking about physically, we're talking about being awake, but it means so much something much deeper. Again, Hanosen Leif Koach, that we should be able to withstand the challenges of Galus. Hashem should give us the ability, the strength to overcome that emotional, psychological, and at times spiritual weariness of being worn down by the Hester Panim and by the challenges of Galus. And again, historical context of when it was given to us, that bracha, and a Mavir Shena, beginning a bracha of asking Hashem that we should be woken up in a spiritual sense, and to remove that slumber, to remove that sleep from our eyes, so we can truly see. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll just finish up the rest of this bracha next time, and add on the very special tefillah of Rabbeinu HaKadosh that he would say every day. Have a great, great week. Be'ezus Hashem, all your davening should be especially, especially intense during Bein HaMitzarim, during this time for tefillah.